Hey, welcome back to the Rhodes Pod, episode 5. Friday football tonight in District 9. It's week 4 on the football schedule. We'll talk a little bit about that, get caught up with some other things, give you an update of what's coming ahead on the Rhodes Pod, What's the Skinny Podcast. Remember to subscribe to the podcast on the RSS.com network. The Rhodes Pod can also be found on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and other podcast platforms. Remember, I bought a vowel, so it's Rhodes, R-H-O-A-D-E-S, if you're searching the podcast. Although this, and if it's audio as well, that would be the RSS.com network, and it will be found on YouTube as well. This is a video version, but there'll be also an audio version if that's where you're at. Rich Rhodes, all one word, at 4861. So what's going on here in week 4 of high school football? We'll go there first, but actually, no, we'll start back with some pretty big news. If you listen to the earlier podcast, I talked to Nathan Smith, U.S. Walker Cup champion, or captain, and yeah, he was a champion last weekend at Cypress Point in Pebble Beach. The U.S. Walker Cup team, in fog by the time that thing ended, rolled to a 17-9 victory in the 15th edition of the Walker Cup. That's an amateur format match play, as we described the format, and Coach Smith raising the cup. Congratulations to him. Go to usga.org for that. There's plenty of coverage in the Jeffersonian Democrat as well. And the story, we'll quote him here. I'm just blown away. They showed up all weekend in both singles matches in the afternoon, and I don't know if I've ever seen a Walker Cup team bring it like they did this afternoon in singles. That was talking on Sunday afternoon, where they went 8-2-1, I believe. Yeah, 8-1-1. Yeah, they won 8 of the 10 matches, halved one and lost one. So a very good finish for Nathan Smith. Some really good images of him around his younger team, all around 2021 years old, including the number one player in the world amateur golf rankings. That would be Auburn University junior Jackson Kuivan. He won the amateur, U.S. amateur. It just one of the many great players. It'll be very interesting to see where this team goes individually. How many pros, how many great pros, how many guys come back even for next year's tournament, next year's event, which is at in Ireland at Lahinch Golf Club in the Republic of Ireland. Smith will be the captain for that team, and then it'll go every 2 years from there. Usually a 2-year run for the captain will be the case. So congratulations to Coach Smith and his youngsters. The U.S. leads that series 49-1. That was the 50th Walker Cup, and just some good golf played in the fog at the end of the day on Sunday. Congratulations to him. Coming up next week, we were aware of the other interview I had. It was Evie Bliss. She's going to the World Championships in track and field in the javelin, one of the two U.S. throwers. And we'll put something out. I'll put something out before she throws. We'll see what I can come up with as far as interviews or anything as far as a preview. Next Thursday and Friday, I believe it's the 18th and 19th. Now, it's in Japan, Tokyo, Japan. So, of course, the time to watch that will be a weird hour here. We'll get more information on that. So Bliss playing or throwing the javelin. We had a Walker Cup champion winning. Just some good stuff. And make sure you this weekend, I'll post it on Saturday. I had a chance to talk to Dubois native, D9 native, of course, Greg Mamula. He has been coaching in the college ranks for 24 years. He is the head coach of the Delaware Blue Hens, a Division I baseball program, obviously in Delaware, Newark, Delaware. I had about a 45-minute talk with him. We talked about a lot of good baseball stuff. So I'm looking forward to getting that out on Saturday for you guys out there to watch that, listen to it. Again, on the podcast, that's RSS.com. podcast, or on YouTube as well. And coming up as well, I've been corresponding with Jim Pransky, Otto Eldred graduate. He was a longtime pro baseball scout, and he wrote a book, Baseball's Test of Spirit, A Man's Unlikely Odyssey into the Scouting World. That was a very interesting book. I'm going to talk with him and all the experiences he had with in the major leagues. He was with the Oakland A's during the Moneyball era, of which that movie was made. So that'll be a great talk. Another baseball thing. I know it's not baseball season, but I'm telling you, District 9 has had its share of baseball headliners go through. And Greg Mamula is one of the great coaches that this area has produced. Going on to high school football. That's where we'll close here. High school football season is into week 4 already. Hard to believe. It's because we started this early in August. We're not even out of, this is September. This will be September 12th. And it's week 4. Usually it's about week 2, but that's evolved into getting this season going a lot quicker. And the game of the week. Now, the week preview can be found on D9and10Sports.com. I'll kind of skim through that to give you a look at what's on the schedule for tonight. The game of the week, we decided, was Kane hosting Ridgeway. And actually, the Kane Wolves are 3-0. They have not started a season with 4 straight wins since 2019. And that year they went 11-1. Actually, no, that's they finished 6-5 that year. That's their only winning season since 2017. So the Wolves are resurgent, we'll call that. So we'll see how that game goes. Ridgeway had a rare, you don't see this too often, a team winning 17-0 at halftime. They lose 24-17. Ridgeway lost a tough game last week they beat Ridgeway last week. Kane hosts Keystone. I'm sorry. Ridgeway lost to Kane last week, 24-17, and Kane plays Keystone this week. Keystone lost by 1 point last week, 15-14, to undefeated Union AC Valley. So it is Keystone at Kane tonight. Ridgeway trying to rebound at St. Mary's. That game last week, they did blow a halftime lead of 17-0. So the game of the week, Keystone versus at Kane. Dom Corsetti, pretty good quarterback, two-way threat for Keystone. He's passed for 291 yards and he's thrown for 291 yards and passed for 427 yards. Battle of 3-0 teams in Reimersburg at the Dunas Stadium, Cameron County at Union AC Valley. The Falcon Knights, led by Max Gallagher, freshman quarterback Andrew Kiefer, off to a good start for the Falcon Knights. Undefeated team in Punxsutawney still, the Chucks, 3-0. Interesting game against Central Clarion. That game is at the CL Sports Complex. The Wildcats are 1-2. The Wildcats lost last week to, obviously, a very good Port Allegheny team, which is also 3-0. So that will be a challenge for the Wildcats. I think the Chucks are very good. Maddox Hetrick, 604 yards passing in 3 games. Bo Thomas, Jordan Rutan, those guys can hurt you through either running or catching the ball. Logan Moore is their top receiver. Wildcats running back Ethan Rex has rushed for 305 yards. Kern City's at Montauk, both teams 2-1. Ridgeway, as we said, is at St. Mary's. The Dutch won their first game last week at Brookville, 24-14 over the Raiders. Du Bois, 2-1 at home against Bradford. And that game has had a lot of lopsided scores. The Beavers have beaten the Owls 9 straight times by an average margin of 47.5 points, including 61-7 last year. University of Delaware baseball recruit Trey Wingard, and we'll be talking to his future head coach in that podcast, Greg Mamula. He has thrown for 1,089 yards in 3 games, 72 of 117, 15 touchdowns. And then more video game numbers, just in case that wasn't enough. Jackson Hansley, receiver, 31 catches in 3 games, 612 yards, 7 touchdowns. The Beavers off to a really good start. They have a loss to Punxsutawney, though, and they play them again, believe it or not. Brockway 2-1 at Brookville, 0-3. Smethport at Port Allegheny. That could be interesting. Well, not really. Smethport 0-3. Port Allegheny on the short list of best teams in D9 this year, led by, of course, the 3-0 Gators, led by, of course, Aiden Bliss. Here's the number that scares me. He's 6-for-6 all-time passing, 146 yards. So he just might pull up and throw it. Although, as good as he is rushing, I might want him to put the ball in the air, actually. He's rushed for 486 yards on 47 carries so far this year. Otto Eldred at Red Bank Valley, a battle of 2-1-2 teams. Red Bank coming off a 42-6 loss to Red Bank or to Brockway last week. Cottage Port at Bucktail, 0-3 at 1-2. Clearfield 2-1 at Belfont, 1-2. The Bison got 200-yard rushing game last week from Colton Ryan. He's the back of choice now for the Bison. So that's the short. That's the list of District 9 football games tonight. Make sure you click on the D910Sports.com for recaps. Find my coverage on at the Courier Express, the Tri-County Weekend, the Jeffersonian Democrat, of course, and the Leader Vindicator. And this weekend, Saturday night, I'll be going to the Red Bank Valley Sports Hall of Fame. That's always an entertaining. I like Halls of Fame ceremonies. And one of my former colleagues, the guy I replaced as sports editor at the Vindicator, who is now passed. So they'll honor Ron Willison, longtime sports editor for the Vindicator, posthumously for their Red Bank Valley Sports Hall of Fame, among some other ones as well. So make sure you check out the coverage in all those places that I do work. There's plenty of spots. I encourage you to do that. So make sure you have a good weekend and look for that Greg Mamula podcast Saturday morning. See you guys.